Hey, it's Karen Hutton, and welcome back to the Everyday Genius of Your Artistic Voice. And today is part 8, the final episode. We're going to be talking storytelling. Now, in this series, we've covered a lot of territory. We talked about what we mean, for the sake of this conversation anyway, by artistic voice. Shared some thoughts on the inner game and how to prepare yourself to step out to photograph, being as present and focused as possible. We explored the importance of asking yourself why and maintaining a kindergarten mind versus the know-it-all mind. Then we had a chat about how choosing the right cameras and lenses for your vision can help you more easily create emotion in your art. And art is, after all, a means of conveying emotion and feeling. It's like a language. Then Lori Novak and I shared our personal thoughts and tips about how your artistic voice can be an incredible guide for moving into the professional photographer space with your soul intact, should that be something you're interested in exploring. Then, post-processing. I shared 3 photos and their accompanying thought process and the tools I used to create them. Hopefully that got your imagination going. And now we're going to wrap up this 8-part series with the topic of storytelling, which is where all this stuff kind of goes into action, into creating a story. And photography is, after all, a means of storytelling unto itself. It's about sharing yourself, your life, your point of view, the things you see, the things you experience, and how they affect you. It's about sharing your dreams. It is the story of you. As I've done with each of the areas we've explored, I'm considering the notion of storytelling from a particular perspective. So, story. Now, certainly there is a visual component. I mean, we are talking about a visual art in this series, photography. But you see, in the broader sense, storytelling also means words. See, I passionately believe that words have power. They contain intention. Words can heal, they can wound, and they always evoke. And we should all choose them and our story as powerfully and wisely as we can. And here's why. Story, image, and words all tie right into your signature. And if you recall, by signature, I mean your stance, your point of view, your own spark of divine fire that you weave into everything you say, do, create in the world. Story, image, and words are 3 of the most powerful tools used in storytelling. The way I see it, there are 3 kinds of stories. Stories that give, stories that take, and stories that just report the facts, ma'am. So what the heck do I mean by that? Well, 1, stories that give. For instance, the stories our ancestors passed down about how to live, how to care for one another, how to know truth from lies, how to beware of the neighboring tribes because they're bad. Stories of inspiration that are told to give the listener new ideas about what's possible, what to watch out for, and just how to live. They build the listener or viewer up. And great stories impart some wisdom, some truth, some kind of inspired idea. And those are the ones that tend to last over time. Stories that give are meant to elevate others. They are stories of how, you know, I overcame something and so can you. These are the stories that give because they are told to empower others, to give something to them, raise them up. The second one, stories that take, well, examples of these would start on the inside. They're the stories you tell yourself about how stupid you are, uninspired you are, what a crappy photographer you are, or how fat, how ugly, how dumb that thing was that you said, and how you can never get it right, how you can never have a great relationship, you never make enough money, you certainly can't take a day off, those kinds of stories. You know them because they tear you down in some way, and you feel worse after hearing them. They can also be stories that are told out in the world, either by you or other people, to dramatize bad or difficult things for the purpose, whether this is conscious or unconscious, of gaining supporters or validation for a less than point of view. You know that saying, misery loves company? Yeah, that's based on stories that take. And I'm not judging here, but what stories that take really speak volumes about is how dimly the speaker, the storyteller, views themselves and life and the possibilities contained therein. So when somebody tells you stories like this, it can feel like they're ensnaring you or sliming you. You might suddenly feel tired, a little depressed, and just not as good as you did before hearing the story. That's how you know from a feeling level whether you were just told a story that takes. You see, these kind of stories disempower you because they're all based upon a perspective of powerlessness, and they make you feel lousy. One of my best teachers and mentors in the personal development field had a very simple and powerful thing to say about these kinds of stories. She said, "If it makes you feel bad, it's a lie." And that's particularly true with the critical voice in your head when you're hearing a litany of all the things you did wrong and how lousy you are or dumb you are or you can't do this or that or the other thing. It's all a lie. It's pure and simple. It took me years of personal discovery and personal work, but I finally discovered she was right. Anyway, stories that give are based upon a certain universal understanding that we really are all sourced from love and light and beauty. Stories that take are based upon a warped sense that life and everything in it will fail us at some point. Now, stories that report the facts are more like reports. They're devoid of emotion, and there is a place for those in the world, like the DMV accident report, the home inspection, an obituary. They all tell a kind of story, but it's just the facts, right? It's just what happened. And like I say, there is a place for these kinds of stories, but art probably isn't one of them. Stories that give and stories that take contain emotion. Emotion is an attractor. Emotion moves. It conveys. People connect through a resonance of feeling. I mean, personally, I like aiming for feeling good, but the point is, there aren't many neutral stories that stand the test of time, unless it's in someone's file folder. So when someone asks me, what is your signature? Or what is signature all about? Or something about signature, the first thing that crosses my mind is that signature and feeling go together. Because signature is a point of view, is a ray of who you are, is your own spark of divine fire. So signature is emotional, and it contains a point of view. To illustrate this, to make it a little bit easier, in the transcription for this episode, I've added a video that I made back in 2012 for a project I called LIL Galleries, L-I-L, capital letters L-I-L, Galleries. And L-I-L stood for Life is Light, which is one of my personal signatures. If I were to say what my tagline is overall, that would be it. This video tells my story, the one that informs my everyday, regardless of the challenges. It's like my basic belief, my basic signature that overlays everything. Because you see, I believe that light prevails. So you see, when I talk to you about storytelling, I'm asking you to consider what kinds of stories you're telling yourself and the people and the world around you. These stories and their images and words carry forth your signature. They have impact. They have power. They affect everyone who sees and hears them, whether you or them realize it or not. You are that powerful. Your artistic voice is way more than your photographic style. Your artistic voice is your signature, your mark, your resonance. It contains your feeling, your thoughts, your perspective on yourself and life, and it contains your why. Now, you can't help any of these. It is simply how we are hardwired. What I'm asking you to consider, though, is to become more conscious of this powerful construct of yours and to find ways of using it intentionally, hopefully to create more light and beauty in the world, because God knows we need that about now, but to be a voice of something greater, to harness your own spark of divine fire and the exponential creative energy it contains. To become conscious, focused, knowing and acting upon what you love, carefully speaking from the highest truth you can, and all of this to empower yourself and others. That is the gift we need right now, the one gift that only you can offer, and that right there is your most artistic voice. So I hope you've enjoyed this series. I hope it has sparked your imagination and inspired you to go out and try things you never have before and speak clearly in your own voice. I don't want much, just that. Anyway, thank you for being a part of all this. And as always, I love your comments. Let me know your thoughts, your ideas, your real life stories, questions, any topics you want to explore. And I read them all. And I try to comment on them all as well. So until next time, get out there and photograph with your heart, your soul, and your entire artistic voice. See ya. Bye-bye.